You touched on this, and Maharshi said something similar about when you get something that you want, that you actually turn into self, feel happiness, and think it was the object. I'm curious if you could just say more. It doesn't make sense to me that going outward could actually then lead. He says that you unconsciously dive inward, I think are his words, and that he wants us to be conscious divers, which I understand. But I don't understand how going outward could unconsciously lead us.
He doesn't say exactly that. Going outward creates a limitation on the happiness and suffering. Yeah. When that going outward ceases, because the desire has been momentarily fulfilled, or you've forgotten about it, or some similar thing, then your own innate happiness shines without obstruction.
So it's the cessation of the desire causes happiness, but you mistakenly think it's the getting of the thing. Well, copy it.
You exist prior to the formation of a desire.
Yeah.
Where being is, there is bliss. So the happiness is there before the desire. Due to ignorance prevailing, some desire is formulated. The desire is formulated according to the definition you hold of yourself. The desire being formulated, you go in search of happiness externally, even though it is yourself the whole time. When by some means or another, that desire comes to an end because the object is supplied, because you forget about it, you get tired and you go to sleep and then you stop thinking about it entirely, your own happiness shines. Then it is in the nature of delusion to say, aha, this object fulfilled it, I better do it again. One who knows where happiness is, turns his mind inward, and is satisfied in that, is said to be desireless because he's free of false imaginings.